Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
I want everybody out there to have some wisdom. Wisdom. You know, I think one of the components of wisdom is to know there's an action or a reaction to an action. Or there's a consequence to something, because that's what wisdom does. A big portion of wisdom is to give you the ability to see the danger that's in front of you. A big portion of wisdom is that you already have the foresight to see what the consequence or the reaction to your action is going to be. If you don't have any wisdom, you're just like a sheep led to slaughter, or you're like a pig in the pig pen, just going with the flow with your human fleshly lusts. The Lord tells us to first seek wisdom. And so along with the wisdom, I pray you have a fear of the Lord, because that's the beginning of wisdom. You need a fear of the Lord, because when you fear God, He becomes God. Do you fear your bills? Do you fear your reputation? Do you fear the loss of your job? Do you fear your kids loving you? Whatever you fear, do a self-check and say, am I bowing down to this? I know parents that are raising their kids so mealy-mouthed that unless the kid's praising the parents, they think they're doing a bad job. My, oh my. God says He chastens those that He loves and scourges those that He loves. That's how much He loves us. He might just bring us through the ringer, gang. So if you're getting scourged or chastened, instead of saying, woe is me, just say, what is me? Look at yourself and say, Lord, I don't know why this has happened to me, but I'm going to examine everything in my life. What did I say? What did I do? How did I treat others? Every single aspect of your life, examine. Or the Lord just might be putting something on you to knock you to your knees for your own glory, for His own glory and yours, because He chastens those that He loves. So we got this blessing, curse thing. In many occasions, we got it upside down. But we're living in these last days, gang. I said in my last message about how things are going, I don't know if it's going to be individuals, communities, nations, or world. But at the very least, it looks like America. Unless we have a Jonah/Nineveh situation, we're toast. Yeah, we're gonzo. We've had foreign religions. We've had demonic entities left and right crossing our border. We've lost our churches. Yeah. There's only one way to Father, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ and through His blood at the cross, which was the sacrifice that was made, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. There's no replacement. Get rid of all the confusion. He is God. The Word of God was manifested in the flesh. So God's Word, who is God, became flesh, and the Holy Spirit and the Father are one also. Because who does it say God's Father was? Well, He was conceived of the Holy Ghost. So they're all tied in. The Father sent His Holy Ghost to conceive, and the Holy Ghost conceived the Word, and that is God. In these last days, I said my last lesson about deception. Deception is something that looks good, tastes good, feels good, sounds good, appeals to all your senses, appeals to your human reasoning. But you know it's wrong. You know it's wrong. Let me talk to you about I don't know if this is an end day scenario in Revelation. My heart tells me it isn't, but it's a sign. And I believe it could be talking about the United States. I really do. I really do. It talks about the merchants. Here we go. Revelation 18. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of torment, saying, alas, alas, the great city Babylon, the mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys her merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all thine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and of iron and of marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and the souls of men and the fruits of that thy soul lusted after have all departed from thee, and thy things which were the dainty and godly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which are made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of the torment, weeping and wailing. Gang, this is going to happen. And don't tell me we haven't been spoiled, me first. I had my water pump go out last week. My water pump, I have a well. I live on a small farm. I didn't have water for a while, a couple days. It's brutal. I've been pampered by water, just water. The ability to flush a toilet, the ability to turn on a faucet, just water. And then I could go to a grocery store and load up on dainties. And then I could even go to a thrift store if I want to buy clothes and buy beautiful clothes for pennies on the dollar. I could dress good. I could eat good. I could wash good. I've been spoiled. It's a part of the deception, gang. My grandfather, who was born in 1890, no food, no processed food, no water, no running water, no electricity, no anything. Actually used to tell me that the animals lived in the basement and his family lived on the first floor. The cows, the sheep, the goats, the ducks, the chickens were in the basement keeping warm, and their warmth helped them out on the top floor. 1890, no phone, nothing. Two generations ago. And yet I get disturbed. I could preach all I want. I could say all I want. But my water didn't work, and I was miserable. That's part of the dainties. So this is waiting for us, gang. This is waiting for us. Are you ready? Are you ready? You and I both got to toughen up and realize we're not part of this world. And even though this fleshly carton of mine loves comfort, this fleshly comfort body of mine loves to be pampered. Even though my soul knows it's an enemy, I yearn for it. A soft couch, a water with ice cubes, a good steak, a nice, you know, shirt, clothing. I like that. I want that. But, you know, God didn't give it to me. I mean, it didn't come out of the womb. All right. I can't bow to it. God has given it to me. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm getting at is it could easily become a God, all this stuff. And we all become so comfortable. But in 1 hour, this show could be over. And we're told this. We're reading it. Let me continue. For in 1 hour, so great riches has come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company in the ships, all the company in the ships, and the sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city, when were made rich all that had ships in the sea, by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. All the pornography, all the destruction of our country, you know, it all started with political correctness, where people got afraid to speak truth. And then the people came out of the closet because you didn't say truth and call it a sin. And now they're doing acts so despicable that any man that has any worth dying doesn't even want to talk about this stuff in front of their daughters or their wives or particularly their mothers. It's gross. But this is what's happened to us. And God's saying his destruction is going to be vengeance on those that followed him and listened to him. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no great craftsman, and whatsoever crafty be, shall be found any more in thee. That's interesting. I've heard prophets or people say that a great tidal wave is going to destroy New York City. Isn't that interesting? And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down. I bet you that would make a doozy of a tidal wave, a great millstone thrown in by a great angel. But anyhow, something to meditate on. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom, pay attention to this, people. And the voice of the bridegroom of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries, were all the nations deceived. Sorceries, gang, is medications. That's what it means in the Greek. Medications, pharmaceuticals, sorceries, injections. Do you get what I'm trying to say? It deceived the whole world. Things that probably were told are good for you. Things that were told you better get it. Things that are told it's going to make you healthy. Sorceries. And forget the injections. How about 50% of the women over age 50 are under some kind of drug that go to psychologists and psychiatrists because in their youth, sex and sin all over the place. Where's the dance clubs now? Where's the drinking now? Where's all the fancy men and women now? Where's all your friends now? Are you stuck with your chihuahua? Well, let me tell you, if you're stuck with your chihuahua and everything's left you, there's still hope. Because his name is the Lord Jesus Christ and he loves you and he loves me. And maybe you have to be told some harsh realities, but you also have to be told the reality of there's a way to escape this mess. And it's eternity that matters. And no matter how bad your life is, the devil's going to try to get you into self-pity and then eventually get you to kill yourself. And you can't repent from that murder. So let me tell you something. I don't care how bad your situation is, person. Pull your spiritual pants up. Start giving the Lord all his glory. Repent of your sins. Turn from your wicked ways. Put a smile on your face. No matter how bad it is, because think of the pain and suffering our Savior went through to save your soul and save mine first. So I'm just not going to stop it with a tough message. I'm going to give you a tough, truthful message. But I'm going to also give you the greatest message ever heard or taught, the message of the cross. Because it's the cross that matters, gang. It's what happened at the cross. The whole world was given an opportunity to come back to the Father. Because when Christ died on that cross and took your sins away, and you come to him and you repent, the Father no longer sees you. He sees his Son. Yes. And that makes you good enough by seeing his Son, not anything from you. So God bless you. Stay in the Lord. Endure to the end to be saved. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.